Good morning, happy Thursday, come on and welcome to the Power Walk. You know what time it is. Listen, but I tell you, God be fighting your battles. But I tell you, I'm so grateful to God. When I tell you that I just have this peace over me, how I feel so vindicated, how I feel so good. God, when I tell you, I thank you. We got some things to talk about, y'all, so let's go ahead and get into it. So, I was watching this video with Mel Robbins, and she had a guest on, and they were talking about narcissism and how you don't need to respond or take the bait. In that episode and in that clip, one of the guests had shared about folks who have authenticity and how they usually have a very small, tight-knit group of people, because authentic people aren't just going to go along to get along. That they're not just going to co-sign on foolishness and let that ride and stand. That these individuals are trailblazers, where other people will have judgment and side eyes as to why are you doing that. And when I tell you, I sat and listened to that clip, and after all that I've been sharing and being transparent about with the different podcasts and the different ventures and me helping people as a certified life coach, when I tell you, I just am so grateful to God that I felt so seen watching the episode. And I had to reflect on, again, the balancing act of protecting your name, because you only get one. Also, dropping receipts, because people like receipts don't. And then also protecting your peace. And I just feel so vindicated, and I feel really, really good. And sometimes you have to look in the mirror and reflect on your actions. When I tell you, having the podcast, listen to the title, Life Unfiltered, heal that shit. Okay? Next episode comes out on Saturday, and I can't wait for y'all to tune into that episode, because we dive deep into some really deep topics. And we're doing a bonus episode for the holidays, because the holidays is always a time where we need our healing, because families and people will try it during that season. So I hope that y'all catch the bonus episode before we close out for 2025. But when I tell you, I have been very authentic and vulnerable, where I've shared the complexities of dealing with life's challenges, where at one point I was taking antidepressants and I was sharing how I didn't like how that made me, and then me sharing me weaning off the medication with my mental health support and being able to be free and have joy and not have to be taking antidepressants to sustain myself. To going through life and becoming a life coach, a certified one, and being able to help people from all walks of life navigate some of life's hardest transitions. Don't let people play with you. People gonna side-eye you for being authentic. They're gonna be like, why is she talking about that? Why she shared that? But then we'll be right there looking. They might not even follow you. It's a non-follower on their name, and they still actively going to go look. Let them continue to be authentic. When you are authentic, please understand that you're gonna have a close-knit group of people, that you're not going to have everybody flocking to you, because you're going to call things out. Some people don't like that. Some people don't like being called out. They'll like to do harm, but they don't want you to be quiet about it. In fact, some people will actually take it a whole nother step and will try to put legal guardrails in place to where you can't say nothing about it. Last night I did a story time and I talked about this trademark dispute. And I'm going to keep talking about it. Why? Because I'm writing a book. Why? Because it needs to be in every single legal classroom talking about trademarks. Why? Because the three letters that make a difference in this whole case, ING. I'm talking about the power of the ING, baby. And it's so interesting how Shauna Brown has so much to say with these posts and deletes. And now her page private. And now she's blocking people when people out here holding her accountable to the things she's saying. Huh. The block hide for everybody. For the folks that's out here doing wrong, please understand that when you get called out, don't act like you're the victim of something. You're not. That go for everybody. That go for me too. You know, I had to be called out. And I had to accept accountability for what I did. Mm-hmm. It's okay. People make mistakes. This is why I talk about grace and receipts. Speaking of my album, when I tell you the feedback that I've been receiving regarding my album makes me so happy. I'm actually getting ready to cry because when I tell you this project has been everything for me, being able to articulate and to share my giftings, to share the things that I've gone through in music that I love so much in a gospel album. And that one thing about me, I told y'all, I'm a snitch. I've said this a long time ago. And if I'm going to snitch on other people, you darn sure know I'm a snitch on me and have. And will be accountable to mine. And will. Because I know I'm not perfect. No one is. And this is why grace is important. But also receipts are important too. Going back to my album. Listen to it. Listen to the words. Because I tell you, out here dancing on my grief. The wolf and the thief. Breaking every vow. All right. Let's move forward. Because try Jesus, not me. So I just want to end and conclude this power walk by saying that I appreciate the love and support that y'all provide me. It means a lot to me. And I'm thankful for the people that reach out to me privately, whether they text my phone, they email me, they slide in my inbox, they communicate with me in some type of way to let me know that I'm seen, that they hear me, that they appreciate me, and they appreciate me standing up for the things that I'm standing up for, and also being vulnerable and sharing my story and calling things out that I'm calling out, and they get mad at me. Instead of getting mad at the receipts, that'd be the wildest part for me. Why are you mad at me? I will continue to say, if you want to be talked about better, then you should have conducted yourself better. Y'all be so wild on this internet, but I'm also wild too. And I am not where I was. And that's the part that I think that people be missing. Because I definitely would have had a wig, a coat, a teacup that didn't have tea in it, laying it out, the glow and God's grace. Y'all continue to have an amazing day with purpose and intention. Don't let anybody come mess up your day and joy, because it's too much fake and foolish out here. You don't need to be consumed with that. So protect your peace. Stand in your truth. Speak your truth. And be unapologetically you, because there's only one you. Until next time, peace.